this real love? Or is it just madness keeping us afloat? But when I look back at all the crazy fights we had, it's like some kind of
So that was Madness by Muse. What'd you think?
Thought it was great.
So to introduce our theme for today, we thought that was a good song to start us off. Amy, as our guest, would you like to tell our listeners what our theme is for the day?
Our theme for today is March Madness.
March Madness, not really affiliated with basketball.
Not at all.
But yeah, so this is Hymn Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and our theme for today is March Madness. So what does March Madness mean to you, Amy?
Well, it's March 2nd, so March just started.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
Far, it's been a pretty hectic. It's the second day of March.
Things are already not looking so hot. But yeah, what's happened so far in March for you?
I'm taking a midterm today.
Yeah.
That I missed last week because I was sick.
So yeah. So not so great.
Chance.
Mm-hmm.
What else has started? I mean, what else has been going on for you, Lauren, in March?
Oh my goodness. Well, the, elections were last night, were yesterday. I didn't vote because I'm from California, so I, you know, have to do my absentee. But people were kind of going crazy over that.
That was mad.
That was maddening. That was madness. That was like all of the things. That's not even a funny joke. Actually, seeing as like mass went Trump, maybe we shouldn't be saying this on the radio. So to go with our theme, our next song is just a song that's it's like an angry, expressive song, maybe something you might listen to when you're feeling mad or like when the world is descending into madness. I don't know. So I'll play it for you. This is Stone Cold by Demi Lovato. She recently released a new music video for this song, and it's very cinematic, very cool. So I recommend you check it out. And this is Stone Cold. Enjoy.
Stone cold, stone cold. You see me standing, but I'm dying on the floor. Stone cold, maybe if I don't cry, I won't feel anymore. Stone cold, baby, God knows I try to feel.
Any reactions from that song?
That was really emotional.
It was very emotional. I feel like it's fitting
for
March Madness, definitely. So Amy, how do you cope with the madness of March? What are your tactics?
I do a lot of baking and a lot of cooking and a lot of eating.
Yeah, those are all good things. Yeah, definitely. What kind of things do you like to bake?
I like to bake a lot of breads.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of banana bread. Last time I was on the show, I think I did a recipe for...
I don't remember what you did, but I think you did give a recipe.
Crescent roll something.
Oh, do you want to give us another recipe today?
I would love to give you
a recipe. Amy, what's your recommended recipe for March Madness?
For March Madness, I think a one-pot mac and cheese is the way to go.
Yep, some good comfort food. Good old comfort food. Mm-hmm.
You just need one pot, so you make the macaroni.
Right.
And then you make a cheese sauce.
How do you make the cheese sauce?
I'm looking at... Okay, so you get some milk.
Uh-huh.
2 cups of milk.
Mm-hmm.
some butter, some salt, and then a combination of any cheeses that you want.
Wow.
So I would personally do some cheddar and some Parmesan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe some, like, a hard cheese, like a Gouda.
A Gouda. Ooh, Gouda. That's bold.
Yeah. Like a cheese sauce.
Uh-huh.
And then pour it over the macaroni.
So do you bake your macaroni or?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put breadcrumbs on top.
Yeah.
And put it into the oven for like 20 minutes.
That sounds like a really great March recipe. I could use some of that right now.
How do you get through March, Lauren?
You know, I just close my eyes and take a couple deep breaths. I do some yoga maybe, stay up till 3 every night. And I try to get better at procrastinating, get worse at procrastinating. I try to like not procrastinate.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm too good at procrastinating. Who knows? I'm also applying to internships right now, which is just like adds another layer on everything.
It is
also internship season, making this March particularly mad.
Well, spring break is coming up.
Two and a half weeks. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I definitely will need a break. But I think we'll move on to our next song right now. So this next song is in French by a gentleman called Stromae. The song is called Papa Ute. And it's just about like the fear of growing up and becoming a father and feeling anger towards your father, but like misplaced anger sometimes. So I think it expresses the sentiments of March Madness quite nicely. So here.
Dites-moi d'où il vient, enfin je saurai où je vais. Maman dit que lorsqu'on cherche bien, on finit toujours par trouver. Elle dit qu'il n'est jamais très loin, qu'il part très souvent travailler. Maman dit travailler c'est bien, bien mieux qu'être mal accompagné. Pas vrai, où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey. Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Qu'on y croit ou pas, y'aura bien un jour où on n'y croira plus. Un jour ou l'autre, on sera tous papa. Et d'un jour à l'autre, on aura disparu. Serons-nous détestables? Serons-nous admirables? Des géniteurs ou des génies? Dites-nous qui donne naissance aux irresponsables? Hein? Dites-nous qui? Tiens, tout le monde sait comment on fait des bébés, mais personne sait comment on fait des papas. Monsieur, je sais tout, on aurait hérité, c'est ça. Faut le sucer de son pouce ou quoi? Dites-nous où c'est caché, ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois qu'on a bouffé nos doigts. Hey. Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Papa, dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Et où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où t'es?
So I love that song. Do you want to explain a little bit what it means in English for our viewers who are not understanding the French?
Yeah, so me and Lauren are both French majors.
Which is going to make us super employable.
So Papa Ute is kind of slang for, like, Papa, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ue tu is like, yeah. Where are you? So it's kind of about how growing up, Stromae's father was very absent in his life, and mm-hmm. so he's kind of just lamenting about the fact that his dad wasn't really around. And if you've seen the music mm-hmm. video is really cool.
Very, very cool.
And his father is a mannequin in the music video, so he's, like, not really there. And then at the end, the son kind of becomes a mannequin also.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's very cool dancing in it. There's, like, different father-son pairs, and they're kind of dancing in sync, and you see this little boy, like, wanting to have his father dance with him and, like, participate in his life. And then in his head, he imagines, like, dancing with his father, but in reality, his father's, like, still a mannequin. And then in the end, he kind of gives up and becomes, like, a mannequin. It's very good. There's a line in it that says, everyone knows how to make babies, but no one knows how to make fathers. And, like, ooh, that one hit. That's a good line. So, anyway, I really like Stromae. Did you know, fun fact, his father was actually killed in the Rwanda genocide. His father's from Rwanda. And so that's why his father was absent, is because when Stromae was young, he was killed in the genocide. Stromae's a really cool guy. He has, like, a lot of very interesting, like, artistic music videos. I'm very into him right now. I've been feeling that. He's a great artist. He is. And moving on, that was lovely. So the next song that we're gonna play is also a little more on the angrier side. This is about when you're really mad in a relationship and you don't really know what to do and you feel like the other person might be lying to you. So this is Lies by Marina and the Diamonds. Enjoy.
Playing, and then you go.
she yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see I like you the way you are. When we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me why they're gonna make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl. Dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else. Don't
That was wonderful. That was Avril. We Hi, love everybody. Her. So we have a new guest, not a guest, the co-host.
I have arrived.
Ben has arrived.
I am so sorry, devoted listeners.
So this kind of actually wraps up our time with the gorgeous Amelia Austin.
Thanks for having me.
The gorgeous Amelia.
All your intentions is on the radio.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I always forget that's your full name.
I know.
Well, I'm like, because, you know, Ben and Benjamin, for instance, right. Like, everyone assumes Ben is Benjamin, right. But I don't assume that Amy.
Amy's not really a
it's
nickname.
It's not a nickname, actually, for Amelia. My parents just thought it was. And then when I was like 3 years old, they realized it wasn't.
No, that's
so
funny.
So, Complicated, the last song that we played by Avril Lavigne, that was Amy's pick.
Life is really complicated,
especially when you get to March and everything goes mad and things get complicated.
And Tuesdays are super.
Are sad.
Well,
did you guys vote?
So, I'm registered in California.
I'm registered in New York. Okay.
So, we don't actually vote until like June. Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm not going to vote till much later. What, people not voting?
Did you see what I posted on Facebook?
On Facebook, I did see that. Okay, bye, Amy. Thanks for coming.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Enjoy whatever class you have now.
European history.
Sounds fascinating. Is my mic on?
Yeah, your mic is on.
Cool. I think the headphones are broken. Okay. Anyways, I am frustrated, Lauren, at the youths.
The youths.
As Liz Lemon calls them.
Yes.
Because
I went to go vote yesterday. And yeah. Let me tell you, an assisted living facility.
Oh, no.
Everyone was dying around
oh,
me.
Oh, no.
And you have to tell them your address. So I say my address, which I'm not going to say on the radio. And I live in a house with 14 people. Mm-hmm. Okay, because it's like, don't worry, Somerville Medford, it's not overcrowding. It's technically a dorm, but it's a house. And I was the only person with my address registered.
What?
So everyone else in my home, my like special interest house that is themed registered. Around art.
What?
Didn't register.
That's crazy.
It just said Ben and my full info, but it didn't say anyone else's. And I was like, I wanted to put in like the house group message, like none of you voted. Like,
and I know.
I don't know. It just feels frustrating. Especially, have I told you about my whole thing where I think it's like politics as performance?
No, I don't think you have. But please delve into this a little bit.
Okay. This is my rant.
Okay. Rant for the day. Here we go.
I'm tired of people with Bernie Sanders stickers on mm-hmm. their MacBook Pros mm-hmm. who don't even register to vote. Like, I know fake people who have Instagrammed rallies of Bernie Sanders mm-hmm. and then literally yesterday asked me, oh, when's the deadline? And I'm like,
nope.
And I'm like, really? Is that how that works? Like, like you go to a rally because so you can tell everyone that you like Bernie, but then you don't even know when to vote? Like, all it takes, Lauren, is the simplest of Google searches.
Yeah.
I voted and I registered in the campus center.
That's crazy. Like,
I don't know. It just feels so performative to me and inauthentic and frustrating. Like, not that I have really strong feelings for Hillary or Bernie, but it's just that, like, mm-hmm. I think it's really important that everyone votes.
Well, the other thing also, I feel like this election, in terms of, especially between Hillary and Bernie, feels less performative than a lot of other elections because it is coming down to very close margins in a lot of places. And so it is kind of seeming like votes are counting. And a lot of times it's like I'm from California, like California goes, blue. It's like doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but
like
Massachusetts was so close.
Right, Massachusetts was very close. So I feel like it does, like now is a very important time to vote. So this is our PSA, not a real PSA, but our PSA. Go vote. Yeah. It's very important.
Politics are not should not be performative.
No, totally
I just
agree.
Feel like on this campus, we see a lot of like performance of radicalness as like a way to maintain social capital. That was a big sentence.
You just threw something down.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's good that no one listens to this show. I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
though?
I do.
It's like, it's... I don't know. It just makes me frustrated because I'm glad that people care. People mm-hmm. should care. Like, we're investing in our futures and, like, the future and well-being of so many different people in this country. But I just hate when it gets tied to, like, trendiness.
Yeah.
You know, like, Bernie is trendy.
He is very trendy among the youths.
Among the youths, as Liz Lemon calls them.
Yes. This is valid.
Do you have a rant?
You know... Sometimes, no, not really. Okay. Not that I want
to. You don't need to just like make up a rant.
I think I'm not going to go into it. You know, I just feel like, especially around election season, people just get very political on Facebook. And sometimes that can be a little frustrating, especially when it feels like they might not know what they're talking about.
Oh, I can't imagine that happening.
But, you know, everything's fine. I'm dealing with March Madness as best as I can.
What are some of your tips and tricks to surviving?
Amy and I actually...
Oh my God, we already did this.
We did this, but I'll go into more depth because I was very vague. Amy gave a recipe. She gave a mac and cheese recipe, a little bit of comfort food.
I'll have to listen to the archives.
You should listen to the archives. My recommendation, take a couple deep breaths. Don't procrastinate.
Light a candle.
Though I do light a kale candle.
Although not in your Tufts regulated dorm building.
I would never condone that.
Oh,
don't do that.
Oh my God. That is just disgusting.
That is madness.
wait, how's your kale candle doing?
So my kale candle's actually fantastic.
Right.
Let's explain this. You go ahead.
Okay, if so
this
my was friend Kat.
Yeah.
She told me, she's like, I just bought a kale candle for $20. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this is so dumb.
Right.
I have to go smell this candle. Like, I don't even like the smell of kale. So
like,
I go
what does
her,
kale even smell like?
Yeah, I don't know. Like vegans.
Woo, okay. Hopefully no one is listening today.
I'm just kidding.
So anyway.
But then I go to smell it. Right. It doesn't smell like kale. Like, how would you describe this smell?
Like, it's like, it's earth. It's like very, it's like fresh cut grass, kind of. It's like very, it's like a green smell,
it's
if you
like
will.
A spa in the middle of a meadow in the middle of a forest.
Yes. I would agree with that.
And there's moss.
Yes.
And like dew.
Yeah. Like a little bit of dew.
Like,
a,
yeah, like not too much dew. You know?
It's not like wet on the ground. It's a little, like a little moist. Perhaps.
So then I buy this candle, and I tell Lauren, and Lauren mocks me mercilessly, is the word?
Mercilessly? I don't
know. She mocks me. Just like I had mocked Kat, and I said, Lauren, you gotta do it. And she bought one.
I did.
And we love it.
I bought, so I, this is, this website is called producecandles.com.
We endorse it.
We endorse them. If anyone from producecandles.com is listening, I'd be totally open to a sponsorship.
I will be your brand ambassador.
I'll be your brand ambassador. But there's like tomato and corn and like jicama.
I have honey. There's jicama?
Maybe it's hickory. I don't know. Maybe there's hickory.
Producecandles.com. Let's see. I think they have this.
Have they released their spring line? Anyway, would you like to give us an update? What's in the spring collection?
I'm so excited. My voice got so high. They have mint.
Mint?
Mint.
Oh, that sounds so
peach,
beautiful.
Tomato and rhubarb.
Ooh.
Should we listen to the descriptions? Wait, you guys, like I'm talking to all these people. Their descriptions are so bougie. Ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is the description of rhubarb. Known for its sugary, tart bite, it is often found in desserts. The deep yet subtle scent captures the freshness of the spring. Oh, that's not so bad. Let's see what they say for... What do you want me to read?
Mint?
Okay. Oh my god, I might need to buy more. I might actually buy some more
of these candles.
Wait, they also start this with known for its refreshing bite. These toothy green leaves sprout throughout the garden. Fast growing and familiar, this cool, invigorating aroma will awaken your senses.
Oh god, I love it.
Okay, plant, herb, soil, loamy. What?
What is that?
Light, full sun, seasonal varies. What does loamy mean?
I don't know.
Call in if you know.
But
what
it, so I have a quick candle anecdote. I was
composed mostly of sand.
Mostly the soil. So these are soy candles, by the way. So soy candles burn a lot cleaner than regular wax candles, and they're supposed to be better for you to breathe because wax candles tend to like coat your walls and like can coat your lungs with like waxiness. Not 100% sure how it works. Don't quote me on that. I have just heard that soy candles are a lot healthier, which is also probably why they're a lot more expensive.
But they burn longer.
So I was at
the
home.
Oil for the Maccabees in the story of Hanukkah.
What? Oh wow!
Burns for 8 days and 8 nights. So
that was a great, nice little anecdote. But I was at home. More importantly, I was at home, and I was burning a candle, and I had just blown it out, and I was leaving my room, and I knocked the candle off my off my desk,
what?
And it fell on the floor, and the glass shattered everywhere, and wax got on the floor, and then the wax hardened with like shards of glass in it, and it was a brand new like $30 soy candle, and I like burned it once, and it was devastating.
Wait, this is the saddest story.
I know.
Wait, so. What it smell like?
It was oak moss. So it smelled like, it was like, oh, it was beautiful.
I hate us, but I love us. I bought my friend a candle. Do you know what the smell was?
What was the smell?
You're going to die.
Okay, tell me.
It was two smells. Sea kelp and agave.
No!
Lauren, it smelled like the ocean.
Where did you get it from?
A store.
Was it
in
a soy candle?
Nolita.
Is my question.
Yes,
it was.
Called
okay.
Warm.
Ooh.
We endorse Warm, a store in Nolita.
Ooh.
I love how we think people, I think people like our endorsements. Like, do you think anyone has ever read one of our recommended reads? I think so. Yes.
I'm sure they have.
Maybe our friends.
Maybe our
maybe
friends.
Like,
maybe
one
like recommended read.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe my mom. Shout out to my mom if you're listening.
Hey, Lauren's mom.
Jules. So actually, speaking of recommended reads, do you have any for this week?
Oh, I do, but I need to like give me.
Maybe we'll play a song in the interim. Do you have any songs you want to hear? Any songs you listen to when you're frustrated? songs that make you mad.
Well, something I'm mad about right now.
Yeah.
You know what's March Madness? It is mad that it's March and Frank Ocean promised us an album in July and we don't have it.
Frank, where are you at?
Should we play Frank Ocean?
Let's play some
Should we play Thinking About You because we're thinking about Frank?
I think that's a classic. Let's play that.
And it's not explicit. It's not.
It's very clean. I've got it pulled up.
Lauren, you're so good.
Thank you. I'm kind of a professional here. So this is Thinking About You by the glorious Frank Ocean. Frank, also, if you're listening, we endorse you. We would like to hear your new album.
Yes, Frank. Please, Frank, please.
Okay, here's Thinking About You.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. You were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kissed you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it. Though I'm lying down thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far? I've been thinking about forever.
Okay, so that was Thinking About You by Frank Ocean. I do love that song. His whole album is just, it's very good. And I'm waiting for the next one eagerly.
I put, when I had to make a syllabus for queer narratives, I put Frank Ocean on it.
Wait, what's queer, for what do you mean, make a syllabus?
So for my class last year, queer narratives,
oh, right.
We had to make our own syllabus and I put his Tumblr coming out post. Oh, wait, hold on. I need to move the mic away from me because my jacket's making noise. And
oh,
I have to take
no.
Off my
okay,
jacket.
So while you're adjusting, I'll turn you off for a second. While you're adjusting, I'm going to read a PSA. Okay. As pointed out by Lawrence Lessig, 80% of all the money so far donated to the Super Political Action Committees, also known as Super PACs, comes from a total of just 196 Americans.
Oh, wait, am I on mic now?
Oh, no. Let me put you on. Are you mic three?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on.
What?
Let's get that reaction again.
That is wild.
Those are
that
some numbers madness. To think about. That is madness.
March madness. Not March specific, but...
Also, I gave a little like disclaimer in the beginning, but I'm gonna do it again for those of you just tuning in. March Madness has nothing, no affiliation to basketball.
yeah, when does that even happen?
I'm assuming it's in March. I think it has to do with basketball, but
college basketball.
But anyway, but this is strictly HHI associated, no affiliation to basketball. Okay, recommended reads.
We do not have the trademark rights for March Madness.
We do not. This is
to
true.
Be clear.
We do not endorse March Madness.
Yeah, why would you want to watch like basketball games on TNT?
Especially like college basketball.
They know
basketball,
drama, like. Not basketball.
Is Blood and Oil, is that on TNT? Is
oh my
TNT
God, do
show?
Not tell that's me you the, watch Blood and
no,
Oil.
No, my grandma watches it
of
though.
Of course, that's a grandma
it's
show.
It's like Chase Crawford from Gossip mm-hmm, Girl, mm-hmm. and it's like a Texas Oil Family
you
or something like that, right?
You know what my grandpa loves?
What?
You know what I'm going to say is one thing also. HHI really cleans up my language because I'm not allowed to curse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I always find myself about to say like expletive, like, you know what my grandpa expletive loves?
Yeah.
But then I don't. And it's like really good for me. Anyways, my grandpa loves Big Bang Theory.
Oh no. I actually saw this YouTube clip of the Big Bang Theory and they took out the laugh tracks. So it was like just, you know, the actors talking and it was so not funny.
Wait.
Like ridiculously not funny.
Blood and Oil is an American primetime soap opera following a young couple that moves to a fictitious Rock Springs, North Dakota.
North Dakota.
After the biggest oil discovery in American history. Ugh, wait, let's play a fun game. Where do you think they filmed this?
Oh gosh. Nevada. I just really pulled that one out there. Where do they film it?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, that's not that far away.
Oh, isn't Salt Lake City lucky? They get time with Chase Crawford.
Right.
Wow, guess how old Chase Crawford is.
Okay.
This is our game.
33.
30. Oh my God. I would have said like 27, but then I forget that all the Gossip Girl people were like already.
Wait, he's 30?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
He's from Texas too.
Hmm.
Is Cindy Crawford his mom?
No, I don't think so. Cindy Crawford does have a daughter though, who like looks very similar to her.
You know, during high school, he worked in an Abercrombie and Fitch store.
Oh, of course he did.
Fun fact. Anyways. Recommended reads.
Recommended reads.
Okay, ready? One from the good old New Yorker, which I just digitally subscribed to because I love their content.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that sounded so pretentious. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Sorry, Lauren.
We did just talk about kale candles, so yeah, I think the bar is set pretty low for us.
I said that kale smells like vegan. This one's called The Madness of Airline Elite Status.
Uh-huh.
And it's about, like, what happens when you are, like, super frequent flyers. Like, special entrances at certain airports where you get your own security line. Like,
dang.
Like, it's just...
It's madness.
It's madness. It's madness. Anyways, you should read it. Like, they'll pick you up, like... in a Mercedes.
What?
And they'll drive you, if your connection is tight, from one plane to the next, as though you're the French ambassador or a specially violent super criminal. That's funny. That's what this article says. It's a good article. It's just like, it's like money.
That's
it's also really long, but it's just money that we'll like never know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you never know, I guess. Like, maybe.
As a French major, that is money I will never know.
As a French major, as an American studies major, that's money I will know. Okay, this one's called Hot Sauce in Her Bag, colon. Well, there's not a colon, but then subtitle.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Black Identity, Beyonce, Jim Crow, and the Pleasure of Well-Seasoned Food.
Wow. That's a lot going on in there.
It's from Eater, which is one of my new favorite websites. It's like about food, and they do like fun, silly food recipes and stuff. But then they also write some really interesting articles about like food. I don't know how else to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they write long form articles. They did my favorite profile of a celebrity ever called Ina Garten Does It Herself.
Oh my goodness. What's not to love about Ina Garten?
But their features I just think are really solid. Like sometimes they're like really pretentious, like how Mixology revived rye whiskey.
Mm.
Sometimes like, what does that even mean? But sometimes they're really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
like, is your juice really fresh, Lauren? You can read their article.
Okay, wow.
Another article I like is called Stop Bernie Splaining to Black Voters.
Mm-hmm.
All about when white people think they know what's best for, like,
uh-huh.
other people's who aren't white, like people of color's votes. And then another one is, wait, is this it? Oh, yeah. Inside the vicious, vicious cheerleader wars, Rebel Athletic is fighting a spangled, I don't know how to say that word, fashion-forward guerrilla war against an industry giant. And it's all about, like, drama in the cheerleading world.
Wow. It's like, bring it on, but, like, real life.
Did you ever see that movie? Okay, this is like, I'm so glad we've labeled this show a talk show. Did you ever see that movie, Fired Up?
Yes, where the two guys go to cheerleading camp.
I'm going to be honest. I think that was partly responsible for my sexual awakening.
They were pretty hot.
They were pretty
and
hot.
And there was a nude scene, a pretty revealing nude butt? Scene. There was definitely like a pom-pom, a strategically placed pom-pom.
Oh my God. It was a strategically placed Fired Up movie. Well, okay, what do you think? Well, okay, so yours is different than mine, you know, but like, what do you, like, experience wise, but mm-hmm. what do you think was responsible, like, partly responsible for your sexual awakening?
You know the movie Tuck Everlasting? Do you know Tuck from Tuck Everlasting?
I think
was it. That's the first time I can ever remember watching a movie and being like, oh, hot damn. Like, that is a fine piece of man.
Lauren just said, oh, hot damn, that's a fine piece of man about Tuck from Tuck Everlasting. Wait, do you know that was Alexis Bledel?
Yeah, Alexis Bledel. She was Winifred.
Oh my God, that was a dumb plot.
That was a horrible plot. Yeah. It was a horrible movie.
Okay, so I'm a late bloomer, mm-hmm. for all those who didn't know. Like, just everything happens to me, like, late. Mm-hmm. Like, I was 5'3". Right now, I'm 5'11" or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how tall I am. I'm, like, around there. My mom says I'm 6 foot, but I'm like, no, mom, that's aspirational. Anyways, like, when I came into high school, I was 5'3".
That's little. That's my height.
Yeah, like, I was little. Like, my voice is right now high, mm-hmm. but it was way higher. I didn't have to shave my face until, like, 2 years ago. Anyways, you see what I'm saying? I'm a late bloomer.
Right. I think we get it.
I was watching, I think my sexual awakening, part of it came, but remember, folks, very, very repressed sexual awakening.
Right.
I think came in 2009, Star Trek.
Who in Star Trek?
Chris Pine.
No.
And he's having sex with this, like, woman who I think is fully green because she's like an alien or something.
Ooh, that's a little, like, and a little raunchy.
But then they just show his butt.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Pine, 2009 Star Trek.
We're Googling this right now.
Then, like, all my friends afterwards were talking about the plot.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered so little of the plot.
No!
Because I think I was just thinking about Chris Pine's, yeah, see, this green woman.
Oh my God.
Because I think I was just thinking about Chris Pine's butt the whole time. Like, look.
Wow.
Like, do you see Lauren?
Oh, yeah. We're watching a little, like, gif of it. I could understand that.
I think that was, like, a big part of my sexual awakening.
That's really, really
funny. If we're going to be honest.
And then we got really real right now.
I'm trying to think. Can you think of any? My friend, he tells me his sexual awakening was when he got lost in Bloomingdale's.
Uh-huh.
And he found the men's underwear section. And do you know how, like, they all have those, like, hot men with the abs wearing Calvin Klein? He said that was responsible for his
sex. That is so funny. I love that. I'm trying to think of, like, what else. That's, like, one that really stands out in my mind.
Yeah, same for me with that. I just remember being, like, 13, 14, and, like, mm-hmm. watching movies, and, like, 12, mm-hmm. maybe 13, 14.
Yeah.
Like, watching movies and being, like, really interested in like the guy characters, but then like very repressing it and being like, oh no, like they're just like old and I want to be like that right. when I'm older is what I would tell myself, not that like I want to be with that.
Yeah. And here we are.
Here
wow.
we are talking about it on him
talking about it on the radio.
Oh my god, thank god my mom stopped listening to this radio show after the first one.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
Let's think, do we have other questions?
Oh my goodness.
How are you though? Like, you know,
I'm good. Yeah, it's been, things have been good. I got through like my midterms week, which was last week, and I'm currently applying to internships, which is just a hoot and a holler.
Don't say that word.
The I word.
The I word. That is an expletive on Hamlanders International.
Goodness.
I wrote, oh, I have a story.
Okay.
I didn't tell you this, Lauren.
Okay.
I have submitted one application. No, I have submitted one resume for a company that wasn't even offering internships. Okay.
So, this is how far I've gotten. Feeling hopeful.
And then I checked my resume that I submitted. My email is like my name at gmail.edu.
No!
Uh-huh.
Ben, that's horrible.
So I'm definitely going to get that.
Yeah, that sounds like a really promising one. Yeah. Are you looking at places locally? What's
yeah,
your, what's
I
your plan?
I want to be in Boston, but I haven't submitted anything. Lauren, yeah. do you want to write my cover letters for me?
Yeah, for sure.
I'll Venmo you.
I'll write. I'll write your cover letters. They'll be beautiful. I'll make sure to spell everything wrong.
To whom it may concern.
To whom it may concern.
My name is Ben Kesslin, and I'm the perennial guest star on Lauren's radio show every week because I'm too lazy to get trained. Please hire me.
I am very interested in your company and think that you do great work! Exclamation point.
My email is ben@gmail.edu.net.
Text me when you get this. Thanks, bye.
P.S. Add me on Snapchat.
Snapchat. You put your Twitter handle at the bottom where you should put your address.
Nobody will ever. Oh my god, employers can never see my Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. I like your polls. Ben does a lot of polls on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. What was my most recent one?
I
think
don't
it was, did I start the trend of Twitter polls?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I love Twitter polls.
They're pretty funny.
I haven't done one in a while.
Maybe you should do one now. Are you listening to Hamlanders International?
Did you vote? Did you vote yesterday? Yes, my answer will be yes, I love America. But I don't love, well, never mind. I'm just going to end. Never mind. We're going to end this conversation. Should we play a song?
Let's play a song. Yeah, we'll play a song. Probably one of our last songs of the day. Ben, do you have any song requests?
Yeah, sure. My music. Let's see, what do I have on Spotify recently?
Let's see. I was thinking we could maybe play something a little more uplifting because things got a little angry.
Yeah.
During the show. Thought we'd end on a nice high note.
What's this song that I have saved on my Spotify called We Don't Talk Anymore? Charlie Pluth featuring Selena Gomez. I don't know what that
is. I don't know that song. We could play it though.
Wait. I'm trying to think. What can I play? Wow, if you look at my saved music on Spotify, it's just Carly Rae, Selena.
Should we play some Troye Sivan?
Yeah, should we play Wild? We wait, you know what's really beautiful? Have you heard Heaven?
No, let's play that. That sounds perfect.
Do you have the chord?
Yes.
Here. Ah, it's so fun.
Okay, we're so prepared.
Sorry, everybody.
Pass in the chord. Ben's going to plug his...
While I'm plugging it in...
I'm actually going to do our station ID, our last one of the day.
Good.
So you are listening to Hamlanders International, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are going to play Heaven by Troye Sivan, then we'll come back and say our... Featuring Betty Who. And then we'll come back and say our last goodbyes of the day. So please enjoy
this song. We love you, everybody.
We love our listeners.
We're so messed today.
The truth runs wild like a tear down a cheek. Try to save face and daddy heartbreak, lying to my teeth. This voice inside has been eating at me. Trying to replace the love that I fake with what we both need.
wild like kids on concrete. Trying to sedate my mind in its cage, you know what I see. A weak white eye, yeah, I'm screaming at me. Trying to keep faith and picture his face staring up at me.